I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but they are kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We welcome back a fine guest, a friend of this program, the good senator, the progressive senator from the great state of Wisconsin. She is Senator Tammy Baldwin. Tammy, welcome back to the show.
It's so great to join you. It's been too long.
Well, I hope no one ever confuses you with Ron Johnson.
You know, I don't think that's ever happened. tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm not aware of it.
No, I suspect not. Senator, I'm wondering if you on occasion have been known to share a spotted cow. And I've got a new recommendation for you. Minocqua Brewing Company, a Joe Biden beer. They're fabulous, Senator. A good
and
Wisconsin
Kamala
beer.
Kamala Stout.
Yeah.
And Kamala Stout, yes. I am planning, as soon as I get home, we have a recess coming up, our spring break. And it is on the top of my list. I'm going to pick up maybe even enough to convey some back to D.C. to present to our fine president and vice president.
That seems like an excellent idea, Senator. I was going to recommend it. Let me ask you, are you celebrating the American Rescue Plan? The Democrats, this is a major victory. This is a major legislative piece. Tammy, you got to go out there and sell it to the American people, but are you celebrating and letting them know what's in this big plan?
I have spent most of my time since it passed delivering the news. And we've been doing it, you know, in all sorts of ways. Lots of interviews with Wisconsin media about what it contains generally, but also some very specific provisions that people might not have heard about yet. And then, you know, there's so many people who have been following one provision or another, and to be able to get on the phone and say, we've been fighting for this for, you know, the whole pandemic or several years, depending on what the issue is. And then, you know, getting people up to speed on what just happened. Yes, we are absolutely doing that. And, you know, some of the provisions won't take effect for a couple months. So we'll be able to talk about all of the, you know, incredible life-saving and life-extending and other incredible provisions in the American Rescue Package. Meanwhile, we'll be starting working on a new one.
Well, that's my understanding as well. But before we get to the new, let's talk a little bit more about
this
last big bill. My understanding, the ACA has been reopened. Enrollment has been reopened. And we know that with this pandemic going on, healthcare front and center for the American people. And so many people feel instability at this time because, you know, they might be off work. They've lost their normal routines. My understanding, there is some good stuff relating to ACA and this American Rescue Plan. Can you tell us about it?
Absolutely. Well, I just looking back to the beginning of this pandemic, I called on then President Trump to open a special enrollment period because it was so clear that those who, for whatever reason, had either elected to go without health insurance in the calendar year or who had lost their health insurance because of these enormous disruptions in our economy due to the pandemics and layoffs and all sorts of things. And he refused. He just refused. And lots of people were left without any choices, really. And then we also saw that as people who were laid off from larger employers that offered health insurance. You know, at the time of layoff, you can keep your employer-sponsored insurance, but you have to then start paying 100% of the premium, not just your share as an employee. And if you're out of work, no income, taking on the full freight of those premiums were impossible. And so many people then fell into the cracks that needed to be able to enroll in the Affordable Care Act. So on this, you know, this week is the 11th anniversary of passage of the Affordable Care Act, and I couldn't be more hopeful about its future given the president's order to open this enrollment period because of the pandemic, but then the things that we added in the American Rescue Plan. So among the things that we have done is make the insurance coverage that's offered through the Affordable Care Act marketplaces more affordable. We have lowered premium costs. And in addition, for those, you know, there used to be what we called a cliff, so that you got some sort of assistance with your premium up until you reached, I think it was 400% of poverty. And then, you know, $1 more and no help. And that cliff made it really difficult for some. And so now we've readjusted that so that there's not this cliff, but there's this more of a slope, if you will, than a cliff. And then for COBRA, so that's the program that allows laid off employees to continue their employer-sponsored coverage, but paying 100% of the premium. We were able to have the American Rescue Plan cover that instead. So they'll be able to maintain their health coverage, not forever, but for a period of time while they regain their economic footing and you know, find their next job.
Our fine guest, Senator Tammy Baldwin from the great state of Wisconsin. Tammy, one of the carrots involved in the American Rescue Plan was for states like Wisconsin to expand Medicaid. A $1.6 yes. billion two-year incentive. We've already seen Republicans turn back like $3 billion that could have served poor Wisconsinites, like 80,000 of them could have been signed up for Medicaid. But Tammy, currently in the state of Wisconsin, Robin Voss, the assembly speaker, says no more welfare, no $1.6 billion. It's indefensible, at least to my opinion. What's yours, Senator?
He needs to rethink this. He needs to focus on his constituents and the people of Wisconsin who are suffering through this long pandemic. And the incentives for the 12 remaining states that have not accepted Medicaid expansion that was offered when the Affordable Care Act was passed and implemented, there's really strong incentives. And it does not make fiscal sense, but it certainly does not make moral sense to turn for the state legislature and their leaders to turn their backs again. An additional 200,000 people in Wisconsin, due to the pandemic, have sought to enroll in Badger Care, which is our Medicaid program. And that, you know, we can't turn our backs on them. So I really strongly believe that the Republican leadership in both houses of the state legislature need to rethink this and maybe listen to the voice of one of their former Republican colleagues, Luther Olson, who said, you know, you don't turn your back on this.
Tammy Baldwin, for just a few more minutes, we know you're busy, Senator, and we'll let you go soon. But Joe Biden mentioned during the campaign and since winning election, single payer would be his preferred way of expanding the ACA. It might not go as far as some progressives like myself would want, Medicare for all. But Senator Baldwin, what do you think about the prospects for a single payer plan?
Well, what I heard the president when he was a candidate talking about was adding that public option to the Affordable Care Act marketplaces so that there was more competition, so that we could provide a very comprehensive yet very affordable option for people who were getting their health care through the marketplace. And I certainly think that sets us on the right glide path to get to the ultimate goal, I think, that almost everyone shares, even though many people have different ways of getting there, is that everyone has healthcare coverage that they can count on, that's quality, but it's affordable. And the other thing then candidate and now President Joe Biden has talked a lot about is expanding eligibility for Medicare to a lower age. Both, I think, really strong steps in the right direction. And yes, many of, myself and my colleagues have supported a Medicare for all approach. But we also have to not make the perfect be the enemy of the good, and we need to keep on making progress. We've made some significant progress in the American Rescue Plan. Now let's keep that momentum going.
Senator Baldwin, have you received your vaccination yet, your COVID vaccination?
I have. I am very fortunate that there was in Washington, D.C., sort of a workplace-focused effort related to, this is, people sometimes, ask why the president and why the vice president and why all the members of Congress, but it was a continuity of government focused effort. And so the head physician who tends to the Supreme Court and the Congress of the United States made a vaccination program available for at first members and then now the staff and workers on Capitol Hill. So now Capitol Police officers and the cafeteria workers and many on Capitol Hill have had the opportunity to start getting vaccinated. I think with an eye that we want to be back and open, as soon as possible.
Well, Senator, that's outstanding news. Can't wait to have you back in the studio. We'll have a cold Minocqua Brewing Company beer for you, perhaps a Kamala. Senator Tammy Baldwin, know you've got to run. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Devil's Advocate.
Thank you. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, Senator. I said I'm running, but it took my time. A friend, the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight. Just might get some sleep tonight.